You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street, 27th of November. What all went down on Dalal Street? We have been on a bit of a classic bullish ride since yesterday. Let's find out what happened on Dalal Street right here on an evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, the bulls have managed to maintain a good momentum this week ahead of the expiry of F&O contracts on Thursday. A rally in technology names as well as financials, especially PSU banks, helped the market close with gains of 0.5%. Further, softening crude oil prices and a possible deal between US and China aided sentiment on indices here. It wasn't a strong start on the market today on Tuesday morning as indices opened rather flat. It largely remained around the flat terrain for the greater part of the day, but last hour saw investors rushing to buy counters of financials. They could have reacted to 42,000 crore rupee capital infusion by the government into PSU banks. A rally among the PSU banks, therefore, energy names as well as IT boosted the market. In the broader market, the Nifty Midcap Index ended over 0.5% higher. At the close of market hours, the Sensex ended up 159.06 points, or 0.45%, at 35,513.14, while the Nifty was higher by 57 points, or 0.54%, at 10,685.6. The market breadth was narrow as 1,238 shares advanced against a decline of 1,320 shares, while 161 shares remained unchanged. Infosys, TCS and BPCL were the top gainers today, while Sun Pharma and Hero MotoCorp lost the most. As usual, let's take a quick look at some stocks that made all the news today on Dalal Street. Yes Bank's shares plunged after Moody's downgraded its rating on the stock. Unichem Laboratories added 5% on Tuesday today after it received an establishment inspection report from US FDA, the regulator in the United States. Suzlon Energy rose more than 3.5% after it completed its sale of its subsidiary company. Shares of IFCI, on the other hand, gained 2% after it received 492 crore rupees under the resolution plan for Binani Cement under the IBC mechanism, that is the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code mechanism. Matrimony.com, meanwhile, declined 2% on Tuesday after its chief financial officer resigned from his post. Global research firm Philip Capital has maintained its neutral call on Voltas with a target price at 510 rupees, implying 8.5% potential downside on likely margin pressure in quarter three. The stock fell 2%. Global investment firm Bank of America Merrill Lynch has maintained its buy rating on Reliance Industries, which is the country's largest company by market capitalization, and raised target price by nearly 12%. The stock rallied quite as much as 1.6%. And here, we have to tell you that Reliance Industries is the sole beneficiary of Independent Media Trust, which controls Network 18 Media Investments, of which Money Control is also a part. And the last stock to have made some big news on the Dalal Street, Punjab National Bank, gained as much as 2% after it said that it is expecting 2.5 thousand crore rupees recovery from Essar Steel resolution. And finally, as usual, a look at the markets abroad. Asian markets traded higher as investors waited for a crucial meeting between President Donald Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Nikkei 225 of Japan rose 140.4 points, or 0.64%, to close at 21,942.4, while the broader topics index in Japan as well added 11.96 points. European markets, what's happening there? They've been trading, of course, and they've been falling a little bit as investors have monitored political events, including Brexit and, of course, the Italian budget plans. The pan-European stock 600 was about 0.25% lower at the time of my saying this. Well, that's pretty much all you needed to know about the events on Dalal Street. As usual, we've covered everything in under 4 minutes. And of course, the bulls have been having a bit of a run on Dalal Street. Will it continue? We'll find out tomorrow on hump day with a bull. Or will it be the bears baring their claws? We'll find out tomorrow. And of course, there's plenty of other podcasts for you to catch up on. Until the next time I see you, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us. And do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.